There's been some really big announcements for the Circular Head region in recent times, in particular to do with wind farm developments and also with Project Marinus, which I believe will come on shore. The Bass Strait interconnector will come on shore in the Circular Head region as well. Obviously, it's going to create lots of jobs, but what's also going to happen is there's going to be lots of people looking for somewhere to live, and there is concerns that there's not enough housing available for rental or for purchase, and more needs to be developed. The president of the Tarquine Coast Progress Group is John McNabb, who joins me now. Good afternoon, John.
Yeah, good day, Martin. How are you going?
Thanks for your time. Some people would be thinking, well, this has sort of snuck up on us, but it hasn't really, because you've been expecting it for a while, and you knew that this shortage was coming, and it's about that time now when it's starting to get critical almost.
Yeah, it is. We could see that it was coming. It was the wind farms, et cetera. They've been in the pipeline for a few years now, and there's just been a shortage of housing, and I think the housing stock being like very tight as it is, but the other big problem is actually there's no new developments, no new subdivisions been going there probably for 20 years. And the part of the problem then, the Planning Commission will sort of say to the council, well, you've got 71 hectares of land already zoned residential, develop that before we'll sort of let you develop it, open up more land or residential. But unfortunately, a lot of that land is either the people who own it are not interested in spending the money on developing it, or it's not in a very sort of satisfactory position. Perhaps it's facing south, maybe it's swampy, that sort of thing. And I think we haven't had enough of that sort of better middle to top end range building blocks available.
I don't think it's going to threaten the projects. What will happen if there's no housing available in the area is that they'll accommodate them outside the region and they'll commute. And I guess there's two reasons you don't want that to happen. One is because the section of Bass Highway between Wynyard and Circular Head, as we know, the last thing we want on that is more traffic at the moment, because it's in desperate need of upgrade. And the other thing too is that from a Circular Head point of view, you want these people living here and spending their money in the region.
But that's right, and that's why our community, basically the population, has been dormant for about the last 40-odd years. And with that comes with it, like the loss of a football team, empty shops in the streets, and the only way to overcome that is increasing the population. And the council have got a strategy where they want to increase the population, build it up to 10,000. But I think that now they've realised that we actually, we've got to build more subdivision, more residential.
So I guess really, in a way, you're appealing to landowners to maybe give that some consideration. They've been sitting on a parcel of land for a while and just, you know, having it as an investment. Now is probably the time to think about doing something with it.
Well, that's exactly right, Martin. And I think we perhaps need to... The council have actually put out a online survey asking, before Christmas here, asking people where do they actually want to live. Do they want to live in town, or do they want to live in the countryside on a small acreage, or do they want to live by the coast? Just so that the idea of the survey is to give some council some direction about perhaps and putting towards a settlement strategy. There's no good developing an area in Smithton and no one wants to live there. That's why the developer hasn't gone around doing it.
Very good point you make there, John, because as you say, Smithton's the main population centre for Circular Head, but not everyone may want to live there. They might be happy to live out at Forest and, you know, do a short commute each day, for example.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's the same thing with around the Hellier, Rocky Cape area, Stanley, all nice places to live. There's plenty of work going to be in Smithton, but... maybe they are the sort of areas that we need to develop, and I think maybe this online survey that the council have done that might sort of give them some direction about maybe we're looking at new settlement areas, perhaps not Smithton itself.
It's only been a day or two since you went public with your concerns. Have you had much reaction to it?
No, quite not really. I suppose everyone's still in holiday mode, I think the council is sort of onto it, but they've been so busy with this new planning scheme coming forward. I think a lot of this sort of work has been on the back burner for a while, and now that the planning scheme's nearly there, I think this is now their priority. going forward.
Yeah, well, we'll be talking to the Mayor, Darryl Quilliam, later on this afternoon. As it just turns out by coincidence, it's his turn to be Mayor on the air today. So no doubt we'll probably chat about that as well, John. But thank you for your time this afternoon. And I hope the situation resolves itself fairly soon because, as you say, it's these projects are they're starting to get to the point now where construction is not too far away.
And that's right. I mean, as you pointed out before, we want these workers living and working and playing in Circular Head and not drive in, drive out, which is a possibility.
Yeah, let's hope not. John, thanks for your time this afternoon.
No worries. Thanks, man.